We're going to read part of the Christmas story from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 2. And boys and girls, I want you to listen up really, really well, because I'm going to test you on the story I've just read. So you listen really, really carefully to it. And the adults, you can listen carefully as well too. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, I'm going to read the first 12 verses. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem in Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you find him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Now, boys and girls, I hope you were listening really, really well to that story about the wise men coming to visit Jesus. Because what we're going to do now is we're going to think about some Christmas mistakes. Because lots of people think they know the Christmas story, but there's lots and lots of mistakes mixed up and jumbled up in the Christmas story. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put up on the screen 11 different sentences. 11 sentences which are going to retell the story that I have just read to you from God's Word, the Bible. But in each sentence, there's one mistake. And if you can find the one mistake, that's not grammar, Laura Gurley. I know you'll be looking for the grammar mistakes here. It's not grammatical mistakes. It's a factual mistake about the story. If you can find a mistake, you have a chance to win a prize. So Josie and Molly, if you would stand in that aisle there. And Ruby, you go and stand over in that aisle. And they've got a goodie bag with sweets inside it. Because boys and girls, I think you're a bit like the children in my house. You haven't had too many sweets this week already, and your sugar level's quite low, so I thought it might be good to fire out a few more sweets this morning. So if you can get one of the answers, there's an incentive to listen, to concentrate. Ask your parents for help if you're not too sure. You can get a bag of Haribo from one of the Christmas stockings this morning. So let's go. If the boys and girls can't get the answers, adults, you help out, and you can claim the prize as well. So let's go through our Christmas story. Jesus was born in Jerusalem when Herod was king. There's one mistake, only one mistake. Naomi is first hands up. So I'm going to walk over here. Naomi, nice loud voice. What is the one mistake? He was born in Bethlehem, not in Jerusalem. Let's give a big clap there. And you go and give some sweets there. Brilliant. Well done to Naomi. Let's go for the next one. If it works, okay. Some men who studied the stars came from the west. Alice, you had the first hand up. It came from the east. Let's give her a big clap. Yep. They asked, "Where is the baby born who is King of the Jews? We have come to question him." Is that what they said? Yes, the baby was Jesus, but that's not the mistake. But I'm glad you're enthusiastic for this, Rebecca. Okay, what is the mistake in that sentence? Jack is going to explode if I don't answer him. Sorry? They didn't come to question him. They came to worship him because they realized that Jesus was special. Jesus, the Son of God. Let's go and give the sweets down to Jack at the back. Oh, he's making his way out onto this aisle. He's really keen. That's a child. He obviously hasn't had any sweets this week. Let's give Jack a big clap. Well done. Knock it on there, Joel. It's not working for me. The king was very pleased and called the chief priests and scribes together and asked, "Where was the Christ to be born?" The king was very pleased, called the chief priests and scribes together, and asked where was the Christ to be born. Connor, what's the mistake? He was angry. He wasn't pleased. He didn't want another baby to be born who's going to be a king. Let's give Connor a big clap. He was furious. Well done. Okay, Joel, great. The king called the three wise men to a meeting and sent them off to make a careful search for the child. Now, let me explain. I'm being a little bit tricky in this one. There might be a mistake in this sentence, or there might not be one. We are just not sure. So it could be a mistake. Could be right. Okay, Rebecca, we'd better pick you. Do you know what the mistake is? Not too sure, but you still got that enthusiasm. Oh, the wise man. What was the mistake there? By three, yes. Well, it says the three wise men. Do you know what the problem is? The Bible never actually says that there's three wise men. It doesn't tell us how many wise men there are. Some of the women think it was a miracle there even were three wise men. But in our school nativities, there's always three people in their dressing gowns who come on as the wise men. Why do we think there was three wise men? Why do we have three at a nativity play, Josh? Because there were three gifts, we think there might have been three. There could have been 33, there could have been 13. We're just not sure. The Bible doesn't tell us. So let's give a prize to Rebecca, and let's give a prize to Josh, and let's give them a big clap as well. Oh. Go back one there. Okay, here's what Herod said. When you find him, phone me so that I may come and worship him. I've just thrown this in for the adults, just give them a chance to find the mistake. Okay, have we got a Fraser? Phone, yes, they didn't phone, they text, sent the text message instead. No, didn't have phones, didn't have a text message. He just said, come and tell me, because this happened many, many years ago. Let's give a big clap and a prize in the middle. You knock it on there, Joel. The wise men followed a map which led them to the house where the young child was. Okay, right at the back, shout it out. Oh, he's followed a star, but you were going to say the same as well, weren't you? Okay, I think I pointed at you and we got the answer from the front, but that's fine, we got the right answer. They followed a star, not a map. Can we give two prizes out at the back there to both the kids? Let's give them a really big clap for that. Well done. And moving on there, Joel. They stood up and worshipped him. So when they followed the star, they found baby Jesus, and they stood there and worshipped him. Is that what the Bible reading said? Leah, go for it. Yes, you kneel down, you bow down and worship. These wise men really were wise. They realized that this baby was special. They realized that this baby was the Son of God, and they bowed down in adoration and worship of how special this baby was. Knock it on there, Joel. Then they brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Please get this one right. Please get it. Let's go right in the back corner of this boy here. Yep. It was frankincense. Brilliant. Let's give a big clap and a prize. And let's have the next one, which is hopefully the last one. They returned to their own country, having been warned by an email not to return to the king. The mistake's easy, but can you tell me what the right answer is? That's important as well. Let's go for Connor. What's the mistake? What's the mistake? Wasn't an angel? No. Let's go for Lily. What's the mistake? You're not sure? Talking to Daddy. Let's see if Daddy knows the mistake. Let's go for Gabe. They were warned in a dream, not an email, to return to the king. Is that what you said? Did you say email? I didn't hear you. I thought you said angel. Let's give a prize over here for Connor as well. It's my hearing. Bunged up with a cold. Let's give her a prize there. Excellent. Well done. Super. You know what the real Christmas story is. There was a story full of lots and lots of mistakes. You know what the true story is. You know the facts about Christmas, boys and girls. But you know what? Even though people know the facts about Christmas, and they know what the real story is, they still make lots and lots of mistakes. Here's another mistake that people make at Christmas. We've had you up on the stage this morning, boys and girls, showing off your presents, and that's great. That's one of the real highlights of Christmas time. I love getting presents as well. But here's a big mistake we make at Christmas. We think the presents are the main thing. That's a mistake. The presents aren't the main thing. It's a great thing to get. Jesus Christ is the main thing about Christmas. We need to put him in first place. Let's never make that mistake. Let's flick on, Joel. Let's see the next picture. Here's another mistake some of the adults make. They think this is the main thing about Christmas, the food. I'm really looking forward to my Christmas dinner that my mommy's making for me this afternoon. Looking forward to eating it, sitting back, lovely food. Looking forward to Boxing Day meal as well. But that's not the main thing about Christmas. Jesus Christ is the main thing about Christmas. Let's look at the next mistake some people make. People think Christmas time, the main thing is about family, spending time, going to visit our family, getting some time off work, spending with the children. Great thing to do. It's not the main thing. The main thing is Jesus Christ. Let's look at the final picture. This is some of the older people think Christmas is all about. Time off work, wee bit of a snooze. I actually think that looks a bit like Ewan McChesney there in that picture. And some people think that's the mistake. It's all about a bit of rest and relaxation. It's not the main thing about Christmas. The main thing about Christmas is the fact that Jesus Christ came into the world, born that first Christmas, to one day go to a cross and to be our Savior. King Herod, who we read about in the story, he made a big mistake as well. Do you know what the big mistake he made? He knew there was a baby that was born, but he didn't realize how special this baby was. He didn't realize that the baby actually was the Son of God, and so he wanted to get rid of the baby. He wanted to get rid of him. And many people still make that mistake at Christmas time. They want to get rid of Jesus. But in fact, Jesus is the main person. So today, as you enjoy your food and your presents and your time off school or work, and you spend it with your family, those are great things. But let's not make the mistake of forgetting what the main reason for Christmas is. Our hearts should be full of joy, giving thanks. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Let's pray now. So let's close our eyes, boys and girls, so we're not distracted. And let's ask God to help us to remember, not to make a mistake, but to remember what the real reason for Christmas is. Dear Father, we want to thank you for the fun times we can have at Christmas. But help us also to remember the main reason. That Jesus Christ came into the world as a little baby, but a special baby. This was God in human flesh. Come into the world to be our Savior. And amongst all the fun we have today, help us not to make the mistake that many people make and forget about Jesus Christ at Christmas. Help us to worship you, to praise you, and to follow you. And we ask all this in Jesus Christ's good name. Amen.